do have that conversation that I described with the president about Hamilton Garrity.
I had a conversation with the president about the importance of the role of the Secretary of the Treasury, about the fact that no one on the White House staff must interfere with the role of the Secretary of the Treasury as the chief economic officer.
Did you have Hamilton Garrity in mind when you were concerned about that interference?
Well, I think he is one of the people, now that he has a position of importance, clearly he would come to mind.
Do you think he should be chief of staff?
I think that's the decision the president must make. The president must have absolute confidence in his chief of staff. I would not in any way fault him for making that selection. The question is how that job will be carried out, then, Mr. Chairman.
Do you think it is now a better cabinet? The president said he hoped to have a better cabinet.
The president said many times that he had an excellent cabinet. I agree with him. I think his cabinet was excellent. He has, at best, exchanged excellence for excellence.
But it is not better. You're not going to say that it's better or worse?
I don't think it's better. I wouldn't say it's worse. He had a great cabinet. He told us and the country many times it was an excellent one. I agree with him. I think he has a very fine cabinet now.
So, Mr. Nicole, as a private citizen now, or speaking in any way you want from your feelings now, do you feel that you can totally support the president for re-election, as you have said in the past, with these changes that have come about?
Barbara, I fully support the president's strong efforts to deal with the very tough economic problems facing this country. I fully support his fight against inflation. I fully support his fight for balanced budgets. I fully support his fight for a sane energy policy and many other matters. The president himself has said that he has not fully succeeded in implementing these kinds of programs. He's making some changes in the White House and in the cabinet. He's going to have to deal with the Congress more effectively than he has in the past. It's still too early to tell how much and how far he can go and how well he will succeed. If he makes the changes in the White House, if he establishes a better relationship with the Congress, if he is more effective, of course I will support him. At this point, we still have 6, 8, 9 months to go, and I'd like to see what happens.
And what you are saying right now is you are not certain that you will fully support him. You have to wait and see what the next month brings in terms of what kind of action he can take.
So I'm a private citizen. Yes, I'm a private citizen like all Americans. I'm going to watch. I'm going to try to be as helpful and as supportive of the president in these very important policies as possible. And I will make up my mind next spring when I see how he has succeeded. I hope he will. Mm-hmm. I think he can. And if he does, I will most certainly support him enthusiastically.
Not right this minute.
It's too early.
What about Senator Kennedy? What do you think of his economic philosophy?
I don't know enough about Senator Kennedy's economic philosophy. I do not believe that this is a period in which big spending programs, for example, are appropriate. I don't know to what extent Senator Kennedy is identified with those. I will no doubt listen very carefully to that. I really think that Senator Kennedy, who is identified as a liberal, has to think through what a liberal is in the 1980s. The fight against inflation, which has generally been identified with conservatives, I believe is a liberal cause, because we cannot have jobs, we cannot have a good standard of living with 12% inflation. Liberals frequently have wanted to solve problems by passing government regulations. I think we know that some of those regulations have not been cost-effective and have saddled the country with a burden that is too heavy for us to bear. I think that has to be thought through. The job creation question in relation to exports, the drive for exports, the willingness to get business, a good break on investment so that our productivity goes up. These are the sorts of things that people like Kennedy and others obviously have to pay attention to.